You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mishnas Yaibetz. What is the Isser, the Hana of Chametz? More importantly, the Isser of Chametz. Is this an Isser Gavra or Heftza? Sheila. Echad mibnei Yerushalayim haya biyom yudalet erev Pesach in New York. Somebody is Israeli and he's in New York. And after Shacharis on the 14th, what does he do? Sells his chametz. Machal lechemtzo, shahayo gam b'Yerushalayim, lenochri kenog. Okay, he didn't sell his chametz before he came to New York. So he sells his chametz in New York, but he has chametz in New York and chametz in Israel. Bechol ha-moed, chazal l'Yerushalayim, v'itbarer lo, shebiglal hevdel ha-sha'ot, bein New York l'Yerushalayim, b'sha'ash shemachal et ha-chametz b'New York, kvar haya b'Yerushalayim l'achar zman yisuroi. And we know, you know, that you can't sell the chametz after the zman, because you can't sell something that's not yours. The Gemara in Davav. The Gemara says in Davav, two things in the halachic world, right? Asa, hakosav, right? Eidah b'shusah ki b'shusah. Bor b'shusah rabim, and chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach, it's considered not in your rishus. So you can't sell it anymore. If it's not in my rishus anymore, then why am I ever bayir or bayir matzah? That's the chiddush. You have something that you have no ability to be makne, you have no ability to transact with it, and yet you are responsible for its existence. So he wants to know, now what? He realizes about the time difference, it was already after this man iser. When you sell the chametz, do we go after the owner, meaning where he is? Because it was still before Chatzos in New York. Oh, shazlima basamak hametz shaya kvar la'achas man yisuroi velo chalam mechira, because you can't sell and transact with chametz after the yisur. V'asur hachametz la'achar ha-pesach. In which case, if you didn't sell chametz, you will have been oyve ba'yira ba'yimotze on it. And the halacha is that when you're oyve ba'yira ba'yimotze on chametz, the knas of Rav Shimon applies of chametz shavar la'achar ha-pesach. The halacha is, the reason that we are so careful about not to have chametz on Pesach is not just that we don't want to be over the aveira of bayirah bayimotze to have chametz in my rishus, but any chametz in my rishus that I was over bayirah bayimotze, any chametz in my rishus that I was roi to be over, the chametz was roi for me to be over bayirah bayimotze. I mean to include by that shoygek, the knas will apply. Even though normally a knas penalty applies only, the knas is that you can't be nana from the chametz after Pesach. Even after Pesach, there's no chametz problem. So we have a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about chametz after Pesach. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz after Pesach is also minat era. Learn from a pasuk. Well, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold like Rabbi Shimon. That chametz after Pesach, that means the chametz that was on Pesach, that now is still around after Pesach, is mutter min haTorah and also min haRabbanan because of a penalty that it was, that you were over by Rabbi Yamatze on it. I'm just trying to tell you that it doesn't require that every time somebody was over by Rabbi Yamatze on it, it's talking about chametz that was roi to be over by Rabbi Yamatze. Another kula in this knas, by the way, on the Flam and Aleph Imsochim, which is that Chametz Sharu Levetzer is Mutter B'Tarulis. It's only Usser when it's Ben, but not when it's in a mixture. This is the Shaila that he got. What's interesting about the Rzolti is how he ties the fundamental Shaila about the character of the Isser of Chametz to this Shaila. I'll give you the end. Here's what he's going to say. Whether Chametz is an Isser Gavro or Heftza will bear on this Shaila with the time. If chametz, it's what he's going to claim. If chametz is an issa chefza, then where the chametz is paramount. So if the chametz was in Israel after the zman, the sale doesn't go through. If chametz is an issa gabra, then the person is the igger, and therefore where he is and where the sale happens, and if he's still in New York when it's still before 12 o'clock, then it's okay. I'm not so sure I buy that. One is totally in the other. I'm not convinced that this shaila, guy sells his chametz in New York, but he has chametz in Israel. He sells the chametz at 9 o'clock in the morning era of Pesach in New York, but in Israel it's after the zman. It's the mechira chal or not. We're all maskim in Israel at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The mechira is not chal if he does it in Israel.
So now the shaila is, was he over chamesh or lo pesam? Because it is maybe mechira that he did in Brooklyn for the chamesh that he had in Israel. Fine. So Rav Zsolti is going to say the shaila b'gavra chefza. I'm not convinced. What's important to me is how he develops the shaila of gavra chefza. Because this is a classic briska chilek, you know, they call it gavra chefza. Okay. Although the truth is there was gavra chefza even before Rav Chaim Briska was alive. But anyway, the bottom line is, let's see how he develops it, because this is now a famous Torah. Not necessarily Rav Zsolti's Torah, but this is a very famous issue. Now let's move together. Tshuva. Harambam beperek Aleph, mehilchos chametz halacha beis. Is kosav. Hachametz bepesach asur bahanoya. Shenemar lo yachel chametz. Lo yehego heder achiva. There is a famous machlokes Amoroim in the Gemara, Psachim Chavalif. Where do we learn an Isser Hana on those things in the Torah that are Aser Bachiwa? So Amar Chizkiya says, Minayin l'chametz v'pesach shehu Aser Bahana, shenemar lo ye'achel chametz. Lo yehebo heter achila. Okay? Time with the cousin Rachmano lo yachil chametz. In other words, what does the Torah say? Chametz shall not be eaten. There is no direct don't eat chametz. Get it? But rather it says it in the lashon of it shall not be eaten. Lo yachil chametz, yeah? Time with the cousin of the chametz. Ha loy kasav lo yachil. Havamina iser achila mashma, iser hana loy mashma. According to Chizkiya, the stam lashon of achila in the Torah is only eating. On the other hand, upliga de Rabbi Abahu, the Amar Rabbi Abahu, kol mokum shenamar lo yachel, or lo sochal, lo yisoichlu, whenever it says a direct don't eat X and Y, it includes hana. Echad iser achila, ve'echad iser hana, ad sheyifaret lecha akatuv, kederek sheparat lecha benevela, where the Torah says explicitly that you cannot eat nevela, but you can sell it. Rabbi Abahu says, I don't need to come on to this gymnastics of yochal, yeochel, etc. I hold that when the Torah says, don't eat something, it includes hana. It's inclusive. We have here a fundamental machlokes between these two amaroi. What is the real machlokes? The machlokes is, one person, Chizkiya, is a literalist. He says, achila means eating. It doesn't mean hana, selling it and getting money. Okay? You need a chit, you need a deris hakasiv. Get it? You need a something in the formulation to include hana. Says Rabbi Abahu, no. Achila always includes hana. Okay? Why? So the Rishonim explain, because when we say hana, what do we really mean? We mean one of two things. Either smearing it, physical benefit. So then it kind of makes sense. Why? Because eating is the epitome. Is the epitome of hana in those things that are ingested. So basically, when you smear and you get a little bit of a pleasure from the smearing, you're like 40% of eating. Is the eating is the epitome of hana. Okay. When you sell something and get money, what do you do with that money? You buy food. That's what money is for. Money is to buy food. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Abahu says, achila includes hana. The Rambam in Ma'acholos Asuras, where he talks about treif in general, says, kol mokum shenemar batora lo socha lo yisoyiklu v'lo yoch tatala yo, echad isa achila v'echad isa hana b'mashma. Who is that? This is Rabbi Abahu. What should the Rambam say? Why is chametz asur b'hana? Because it says in the Torah, don't eat it. Says the Rambam, halacha beis, herikalav halacha beis, hachametz bepesach asur b'hanoya, shenemar lo yachil chametz, lo yehebo heter achila. Chizkiya. What happened to Rabbi Abahu? Then in Ma'acholos Asuras, he said, achila includes hana. Correct. Go back to the Rav Zsolti. V'ayin b'lechem Mishnah, two lines from the bottom. Ayin b'lechem Mishnah. Sheheir al Rambam, Shari Bereish Perikol Shachav Alev Beis Plagid Ezech Iskiyor Rabbi Abol Yichas Yamad Lo Yachal Mashmad Lo Yibet Achila Rabbi Abol Poli Yale Dikas Avar Kamog Shabal Yachat Tata Mashma Paul Le Perikim Bechaz Asuris Pato Rabbi Nikro Yabo Vivin Lama Ketachkan Yabi Chamitz Tamo Shech Hispia Vine Harif Reish Perikol Shachav The Rif also Paul Tzchizkiyah Ama Chizkiyah Minayin Lechamitz Pesach Shosobana Shunim Lo Yachil Chamit Lo Yibet Achila Vayin Baran Sham The Ran on the Rif בגמרא פליג עלי רבי אבו, ואמר לא יוכל גם יסי המשמה, ורב אלפסי הביא את זה עד החזקיה, לפי שהוא יותר פשוט. The Ran says, that really we hold the Rabbi Abo, but sometimes in the interests being short and to the point, sometimes they'll write Chizkiyah also, okay? Which is like the non-Lamdish way to learn. Omnam HaRosh, Perek Gidanosh Shesimim Yudzayin, הוכיח מדברי הריב ופסוקים שביר הרדו את זה שהלוך כחזקיה. By the way, the Gemara searches in Pesachim, it's about two blat. The Gemara searches, where is there a machlikus between these two halacha l'maisa? It comes up with something. So there is a case where there is a machlikus, there is a case where there is a machlikus l'maisa between the two of them. If that's so, the Chizkiyah is dafke and Rabbi Abo is dafke, then the Rambam is passing both, it doesn't make sense. Well, if it's Tmuhim Divre Harambam, the Sasre Hadodi, the Kandil is Hamid Pasaki Chizkiyah Kudat Arif, who built with Machol Zasuris, Pasaki Rabbi Abo, the Homokon Shemberger Lesleichal, it includes Hano. Venire. Next paragraph. Venire. The Isa Bipsachim of Gimel and Aleph. In the Sugya of Rabbi Abo and Chizkiyah, the Gemara asks on each of them from different parts of the Torah. So the Gemara says, "Vahare chadash ufrap." Before the omer is brought, you're not allowed to eat until the omer is brought. It's called chadash. And there's a lav in the Torah: the lechem, the karli, the karmel, loy soichlu. According to Chizkiyah, is chadash mutar bana? Yes, because there's loisoichlu. According to Rabbi Abo, it'll be also bana. So the Gemara asks in Pesachim, "Vare chodosh, the Rachmana Amar lechem bekali vechamel losoyim hazeh utnan koitzer l'shachas u'machil lebehema." The halacha is that you're allowed to harvest chodosh as long as you don't eat it and you give it as fodder to the animals. What's that called? That's called hana. So you see, the halacha l'maisa chodosh is mutar b'hana. Kash on Rabbi Abo. Amar Rav Shemaya, shayni hasan d'amar gra kitzirchem, kitzirchem shelachem yei. By the way, this is very common that we all often learn from a Lashon Rabbim of Kitzir Chem that something is Mutar Bahana. So we have an interesting situation where, on the one hand, the Lashon, according to Rabbi Avov, L'soichlu would imply an Yisr Hana. And yet here also, like by Nevela, the Torah went out of its way to be Matir Hana. That's the mechanics of what's going on according to Rabbi Abo. I'll give you another example of this Maise Shabbos. You cook something on Shabbos. Beiser, can you eat it? Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds that Maise Shabbos is also in the Torah. Ki Kodesh hi. The Torah says Ki Kodesh hi. Shabbos is Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler learns that if you're Mevatel, if you're Mechalel Shabbos, the thing becomes Osir Kekdesh. But what does the Torah also say? Kikodesh hi lochem. So he learns mutar bana. Okay? Mutar bana. The other guys, Mesid, Shoydig, after to tell you, somebody else, that's all Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah, the Knas, that's all in the rabbinic world. But Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, we don't hold like him, but he holds it's also in the Torah, but because it says lochem, it's mutar bana. See, oichet kitzirchem, it's mutar bana. Vine by Yerushalmi, Sham, Psochim Perig, Beis Aloch Aleph, meaning, in the sugya of Rabbi Abo and Chizkiyah, that is also in the Yerushalmi, in the second parak of Mizrachim, Garcina the following: Rabbi Abo b'shem of Lazar kol mokav shenemar l'soichal as toifes is hanoya b'isra achila. Meaning the same sheet of Rabbi Abo that achila implies hano. Frek the Yerushalmi v'haksiv v'lechem bekaliv v'charmel l'soichu ad etzem ayoyim hazeh. Amar Lazar mori achve the Rabbi Shinyehi, meaning chodesh is different. Why? Shekava Hakosuv Zman Leiser. So the Yerushalmi says, according to Rabbi Abo, why is Chodesh Mutar Bahana?
Not because of Xeris HaKasuv of Ketziochem.
Because it is a weak Iser, that it's temporary. And it has a matir of Zman and Oimer, whatever that there is. The bottom line is it's not set in stone forever. So because it's weak, it, by its very nature, is only Toifes Achila, not Hana. Hare HaYerushalmi Mishane, the Yerushalmi answers, Shinuya Achadina, a different answer. Tabavli Mishane, Mishum Dixiv Ketzirchem Shelachem Yehei, a posuk in the Torah had to be spent to be Matir Chodesh Bahana. By Yerushalmi Mishane, I don't need a posuk. The Shan Yehi Chodesh, it's different. Shekavah Hakatu Zman Leiser, Din Kena Yisru Rak Achila Beloyana. Ba'ayin or Sameach, Hilchus Chamitumatze Perigov Aloch Zayin, Shemasbir et Amachloket between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. This is a very famous or Sameach. The Habavli Sover, the Isur Chodosh, Af al pi shekava akatuv, Zman Leiser, Mikomakom hu Isur Chepza, Kishar Maacholis Asuras. Vinkein l'Rabbi Abo, the Cholmokum Shenemar Losoichu, Echad Isur Achilo, Echad Isur Ano Bemashma, Gam Chodosh, according to the Bavli, Hayat Soich Liot Asur Bahana'a, except for this Ketzirchem. Elo dechsid ketzirchem, shelachem yehei, to basically save the day at the end. Aval Yerushalmi sover, dechadosh, dechava hakotuv zman leiser, ein ze iser chechza, kishar maacholos asuris. Meaning, chazir chechza. That's why it's also bahana. Elo chadosh hu iser gavra, hainu shu menia la adam lechol chadosh, ki iser achilas yom kippurim. Eating on Yom Kippur, the food on Yom Kippur is a chefza. No, it's the food is mutter. So iku zman ma'achil asaldam. The hu adin isu chadash hu iku zman ma'achil asaldam. Nimken lo shayich lomer shebechadash isu ana hu bechal isu achila. Shezen the rak mo isu chefza. Abo bisa gavra rak mait ta achila asu al adam ala na ayin shom. So this is a famous or zameach. He makes this chilek. You ever wonder? Every time we have a din of aseh d'chalois aseh, why is it in the midst of babayir? Can you explain to me why isn't every aset d'chalois aseh a mitzvah b'baveira? Seder sameach. There are rules for this. Okay? Aset d'chalois aseh is when they're on the same plane. They're both a chefza, they're both a gavra. Then aset d'chalois aseh. Every time you have a mitzvah b'baveira, you have gavra chefza. So that dichotomy is the thesis that he develops over many pages.
Ella. Lefise lichorat zorechim mechametz pesach. Dom Rabbi Abo. How could Rabbi Abo then say, by us, that there's a ichor inside, like as if chametz is a chefza? Dom Rabbi Abo. Echad is achil zeh man mashma. Va'alo gam misu chametz hakatuv kavaz zman leser. Lifnei pesach hayam mutal. After pesach, it's also going to be mutar min haTorah. Because the whole din of chametz shavur pesach is going to the rabbanon. But chametz shavur pesach, like the rabbanon rotsim mishum kenasa. Kama shiodacham perik aleph aluch adalit. Omnam var heir bezeb bir agra ala Yerushalmi in orla perik gimel aluch aleph. This is shem adam Rabbo. Kama kum shavur lasaitu echadim adam mashma. V'aktiv the gemara in orla Yerushalmi also asks what about kadosh. Lechem mekid orla saiklu shini shekavala echaz uzman because of agra. He quotes the gra in his commentary on this Gemara. It happens to be an Orla, but it could have been in Psachim also. Shekavala hakatu zman, pirish leiser ad yud vav benisan. Chodash has a expiration date. Umistama eino asur bahana, kevan sheino asur ela ad oisa zman. Mistama lo chomir isura kokach sheyasa bahana. Vahada chameitz asa bahana, hain mishum sheoto chameitz shayah bapesach asur leolam.
But that's according to who?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Remember, I told you before, we have a machlekes tanoim.
According to Rabbi Yehuda,
if you have chametz on Pesach, you bake the bread on Pesach.
According to Rabbi Yehuda,
that bread is also min haTorah forever. It's a lav. Meaning, on Pesach, it's a kares to eat it. After Pesach, it's only a lav.
Hare katab, Rabbi Abo, da'amar bisa chametz, echad yisra achila, ve'echad yisra anav emashma, ha'inu disorek, Rabbi Yehuda, yipsach yichab ches. Shoto chametz shaya bepesach, is take, asu, lo'olam, v'asher, al kei nira, Shafilu Rishita Sabavli, Bisir Chodosh, Tav Isir Chefza, Afopi Shekava, Katu Zman Lisir, Vitzorich Krok Kitzirchem, Shilachem Yehei, Shemudra Bahana, Omnam Zerak Bisir Chodosh. Why?
שמעולם לא היה לתבואה החדשה היתר. חדש is עוזר from the moment it grows. It was never mutter. שהרי בתחילת הגידול חל עשר חדש. אם כן אבי שקבע הקדוש זמן לעשר, ויקום מקום הרי זה עשר חפצה, כשאר מאכלות הסורס, according to the Bavli, even with an expiration date. כיוון שבתחילת הגידול חל עשר חדש, and never, ולא היה לו היתר at all. אבל בחמץ בפסח, is even more קל than חדש, שלפני הפסח היה היתר, ולאחר הפסח, גם כן מותר מן התורה, i.e. חמץ that you make after פסח. אלא שהעשר הוא בשבעת ימי הפסח. אם כן, יסוד איסורו של חמץ is classic, תלוי רק בזמן. That's what makes חמץ unique לכולה. היינו שהעשר הוא במעשה האכילה של האדם בזמן הפסח, אבל אין עשר חפצה בגוף החמץ. והד דאמר רבי אבו בעשר חמץ, איך עד עשר אכילה ואיך עד עשר ענה במשמע? היינו, כמו שכוסף הגרו הנאו, דרבי אבו סובר, שאותו חמץ שיהיה הפסח עשר לעולם, like רבי יהודה, וזה משהו לעשר חמץ עשר חפצה, ונה לזה עשר גם בענה.
So now, the Rambam makes perfect sense.
Says the Rambam, a regular Issa like Chazer is a forever. It's an Issa Hefza. By Issa Hefza, we hold that Rabbi Abo, that Achila includes Hana. That's the Rambam in Machalos Asuras. He's talking about Isurim that are La'olam. And according to the Bavli, Chadash is also an Issa Hefza. That's why he means the Pasuk of Kesirchem. But here, the Yerushalmi is Cholek by Chadash and says that its expiration date, even though it never was Mutter before, but its expiration date, according to the Yerushalmi, is enough to make it an Issa Gavra. And if you hold that it's an Issa Hefza, then you're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, by Chametz. But we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha L'Maaseh. We hold like Rav Shimon, that Chametz after Pesach is Mutter. So the Rambam is going to hold in regular Machos, that's the words that are forever, it's a Pesach. Minatorah, it's Mutter. מן התורה, חמץ את הפסח, אז מותר מן התורה. אולם, זה חמץ לבוס על פסח, חמץ שעבר עליו הפסח. I mean, חמץ that you had on פסח, and now it's at the פסח. That same חמץ. You baked a bagel on, you bought a bagel on פסח. You bought a bagel on פסח. That חמץ is also the curries on פסח. Now, what about that same bagel 10 days later? מחלוק יש רבי דבר שמן. We hold it a שמן. It's מותר מן התורה. Because we hold it a שמן, חמץ is נעשה גברה. Therefore, when the Rambam passed in the Issa Hanal by Chametz, he called Chizkiyah. Because Chizkiyah is the one who says that by Yisur and Gavra, it only includes Achila. Lefi zeh, harinichat divrei Rambam. The posak b'perek ches mehilchus machalos asuris k'rabi abohu. When he's talking about regular tarfes like Chazer, he passes by Rabbi Abohu. The chomokim shinemar lo soiklu echad Issa Achila v'echad Issa Hanal v'ashma. U'behilchus Chametz u'matza, pasak k'chizkiyah. Why? שהחמץ בפסח עושה בהנויה שנאמר לא יאכיל חמץ, לא יהיה מטר אכילה. Why? Because חמץ זה גברה. אמנם לפי המבור עושה שפיר. דהד חולק רבי אבו על חזקיה, ואמר דבחמץ לא צריך קרוא מיוחד לאסוף בהנאה, משום דחמץ הרי זה כשאר מחלות אסור זה קורא לרבי אבו. דאיך ליצר אכילה ואיך ליצר משמע, היינו מבין רבו סובי כנראה ידע. Because he holds Rabbi Yehuda, the Chametz Shavu HaPetzah, is Taka Osir Ba'anah forever, min HaTorah, Kimo Shekhtav HaGroah, and now in Yerushalmi Yorla. Vim Ken Gam Yisro Chametz, who is a Chefza, Kisham HaFol Tassurus, according to Rabbi Abou. Umeimele Zeh Asur Gam Ba'anah. Aval HaRambam, De Pasak Gerab Shimin, De Chametz Shavu HaPetzah, Muldra Ba'anah min HaTorah, only Beknas, it Osir, Vigam Lifnei HaPetzah, Zeh Hayam Mu'idah Haya Eter, so it's the ultimate time dependent, Isir, so it's weak. אם כן אין זה עשר חפצה, אלא רק עשר שקבע לו הכתוב זמן. שעושה רק באכילה, ולא בהנה, even without a פוסק being mattered בהנה. ולכן הביא הדם על חזקיה, לחמץ עושה בהנה, שנאמר לא יאכיל חמץ, לא יהיה בו היתר אכילה. Meaning, because the Torah went out of its way to say, instead of לא תאכל חמץ, it said לא יאכיל חמץ, that's how חזקיה learned that חמץ is special. Why do I have to come on to this? Because חמץ is נעשה גברה. מעט הנמירה, בעשר חמץ, שהכתוב קבע זמן לאיסורו, it's only עשר on פסח, והיינו שיסוד האיסור הוא לא בגוף החמץ, the חמץ itself is not what we would call החתיכא דאיסורא, אלא האיסור הוא על הגברא האוכל. The issue is on you to not eat or benefit from chametz. In can mistabe lomar, it makes sense. The base of chametz lo aslina batzor makam chametz. So now, when it comes to chametz, and the guy who is selling in Brooklyn the chametz that he has in Israel, and in Israel it's already 4 o'clock in the afternoon there at Pesach, what are we? What's the ikar here? The guy or the chametz? Says here's the guy. In can mistabe lomar the base of chametz lo aslina batzor makam chametz. The riddle is around the chametz itself. The owner of the chametz, shehu also b'chametz, being who be makom shehu lifnei zman ha'iser, then he's still okay. Mutar lo limkor v'lehenot mechemtzo. He can to be nene from the chametz. Avo b'shenimtza b'makom shehu kvar la'achar zman isuro, even though the chametz is in a place, i.e. Israel, where it's already after the zman. V'chala ha'mechira, and the mechira will be chal, and therefore he will have been, he's okay. And this chametz that he sold in this way, Erev Pesach, would be mutter after Pesach. Now he goes on. Ulam, beguf ha-she'ela, in this shaila, I want you to note, I'm not the first going to deal with the shaila with the time difference. Kvar dan b'shut oynig yontiv. That's another very nice sefer. Or ha-chayim simulam edvav, u'metzadid lomar, tevazachem tzo azlinan, he holds, you go after the chametz. Kelan shechem tzo, u'bemakum shu achar zman iser, Nesar Bahana, the Lom Mashikhin and Altsman Mokam Shabbat and Lom Shan. Don't get his machmir. He says, I don't care where you are, I only care where the Chametz is. And they vik tzak rayal lidvarav. He brings a raya, with tzakhilam beis, shuv raiti, that shut chesed la Abram. That's another achroin, say, from the 20th century, or a chayezim lamed hey, shenishal the same shayla, the ichriya la lachash azina basabala chametz, like us. The loy basamakam chametz. So there's a big machlokes and bachroinim at a pask in the shayla. And what's nice about Rav Zolti is that he's toiled the Shaila in the Gavra Hefta Shaila. Comes along the Rambam and writes that if I do a Maisa of acquiring Chametz or making Chametz, let's say I take flour and water and I make a bread on Yodiv. I'm going to buy all the Matzah right there. And wait, and I get Malchus. Good, the Maisa. So let's read. V'ine Kosava Rambam, the Perek Alab Meil, the Chametz Talach Gimel, Eino Loke Mishum Lerov Lamatze, Elin Ken Kana Chametz Pesach. Or you made chametz, kedei sheyase b'maisa. Ve'ayin b'shut noyde b'Yehuda ma'adur kame orachayim simin yutes, shetama al Rambam. Okay, another classic shayla you never brought up. Sheloi gavayolaz im kanach hamet vezach, wait a minute, alo ein zechiyah b'Yisrahana. I thought you can't own an Yisrahana. Ve'lo kanach ha'Yisrael klalat ha'chametz. How can you buy chametz? U'memeilo eino oveba b'yiroa, azoi fredi noyde b'Yehuda. In Chosh and Mishpat, you can't own an Issa Hana. So if you can't own an Issa Hana, you can't buy it. If you can't buy it, then how did it get in your Rishus? Omnam, b'sefer Avne Miluim, Evin Ezer Chochez Sivkat Nunvav, Hevi Machloikis Harishonim, Im Lisurei Hana'a Yesh Bailim. So this Gufa Shaila about whether you can be considered a bailim, an owner of Isohana, is taka machlokes. V'shayich zechiyah b'Isohana, that it's possible to own or acquire, yeah, in Isohana. V'ochiyach midubei aramet v'ragam nilcham v'olagim anal. And the Avne Miluim, which is the Ksos HaChoshen, he actually quotes this Rambam about buying chumez that you have by Rabbi Motzei to the tzad that it's possible to own in Isohana. The Gavzer, the Tadda, mashma the Svirale, the Isra Hana is like Bailim. V'shayich zechia b'Isra Hana. V'chein katav the Rivash. That's one of the Rishonim. V'simen tal Aleph. The Mahani zechia b'Isra Hana. V'ayin or Sameach. Perek Aleph halacha Gimel. Mashikasa b'das Aramam. Kvar amdu ha-mechabrim. Ha-ein zechia b'Isra Hana. V'lo havi shalo klal. Therefore, v'sue ein oiver. And he quotes that the Ramban holds this way. Behind that, the Ramban, the Sefer Alekudos, Darag Chomesh should be low. Shalachar Pesach Havishelo. Memele Bloshim Kinyan Avar Bay Avar Gidaiti Aleya Havishiloi. Meaning, the Ramban tells you that only Chometz you mevatel after the Zman is considered Kirishusoi. That's what the Gemara means, right? Torah says that it's Kirishusoi Yoiver, but not if you buy it. The Rabbeinu Nisim the Perikolat Slamim Bier in our Zara. Can a goy be mevatel his avodah zara? He can. A goy can be mevatel his avodah zara and take away the isra avodah zara. That means, but the bottom line, he's thinking mevatel avodah zara. Who can't be mevatel on avodah zara?
A Jew who owns Avodah Zarah. This learned from Sukkim. Okay?
And I don't know that was true.
A Jew. No, no.
And be vatful something, is that his?
No. No. You're right. I can't. No. When I acquire it, if I acquire a Geshka, I can't be mevatel it. Okay? A Goy can be mevatel Avodah Zarah, a Jew cannot be mevatel Avodah Zarah. Now, with that preface, you'll now understand the next line. Okay? Look what he says. The Rabbeinu Nisim beperek kol atzlamim bier, the Avodah Zarah, terem shezoichem bo Yisrael, the moment before I buy the Geshka, he nechshevet mamon. Even though it has an Isser Hana, the Geshka is also Mahana to me. But it definitely has a din mamon on it. I.e., it is transactable. Why? Because he can be mevatel it, and then it'll be mutter. Kevim the mahani bitulo shaloi v'dekachodim. The goy can be mevatel it. Hanami says, Dor Sameach, chametz v'pesach. Harei kishu adayin birshut goy. Who am I buying the chametz from? I'm buying it from a goy. When I buy from the guy, it's for sure mutter, right? The moment before it comes into my wallet, into my pocket, it's mutter, yeah? Who mutter Yisrael achar Pesach? If I don't buy it, right, and it stays by the guy, that chametz is mutter after Pesach. Bahareyu mamoin, meaning it has a chushim mishpat din of mamoin on it. It has value, market value. Lahachi, says Dor Sameach, yesh bo zechiyah. That's what the Rama holds. That I can buy chametz. Because in the millisecond, when it goes from the goy's rishos to my rishos, in that first millisecond, it has a din mamon. Because by the goy, it has market value. So this market value, zach, which I pay for, the millisecond when it comes into my rishos, at that moment, it has mamon. My tomar, what are you going to say? Because zach bo Yisrael, su havu asumim ba'ana le'olam, they no mamon. Hare din shelahem, le'osar ba'ana le'olam, the moment it comes into your rishus, it becomes asa bahana forever. And therefore, we're back to the problem of can you own something that's asa bahana from which you cannot derive any benefit and for you has no market value whatsoever. So therefore, we're back to the same shaila. But says Dor Sameach, you're making an error in your logic because it only becomes asa bahana le'olam with no value after it becomes mine. So think of the sequence of events. First, I have to acquire it. It then becomes valueless. You first have to acquire it. And when you acquire it, at that milli moment, it has what? Value. It's only after it becomes yours, a millisecond later, that now it has a din of Yisrael and Ololo. You only chayav malchus at that moment, because that's the maisa. After that, it's a maisa. But for that moment, there's no question you're over by Rabbi Yimotza even after, because you're always over by Rabbi Yimotza when there's chametz eruv. But it's not a maisa. So you're correct. What you meant to say is, I'm only chayav malchus for that 1 second. The reason when I buy from a Jew chametz on Pesach, I don't get malchus for this, is because, what's the answer? I didn't buy anything. Because to buy something, you have to what? Have value. He has no value. I didn't buy it. He didn't sell it. I didn't buy it. But by the goy, it had value, and I kind of bought it from him. And the millisecond after I bought from him, it has no value. Now you understand what Dor Sameach is such a, right? Wait, so that, you get now, right? Okay. So he says, oh, kasha l'noi di b'yuda was silly. What did l'noi di b'yuda ask? How can you be over by buying comments from a goy? It's buying something valueless. Says Dor Sameach, what a silly question. Because when you bought it, it had value. It only becomes valueless when you own it. But you don't. No, it only becomes valueless when you own it. So you have to acquire it and then own it. The acquiring is a lashish b'maisa. Push it. V'hinei akzos ha'choshen simetavav kozav b'yisu lehana af al gav v'isle b'ilim. What esrig is asa b'hana? What is zorah? But it's kruli mechashiyure. But fine. Orla. Remember, you can't be nan there from Orla. An esrig of Orla. It's also b'ana. B'yisui ha'na, afagam v'yisle b'ilim, v'yesh zechia b'yisui ha'na. Mikol mokom eina b'ilim yicholin lahagdishoi ulafkiroi. Famous k'tsois. The k'tsois is mechalik. He says, an isa ha'na, you can own, but you cannot transact it. You get the difference between shalo and birshusoi. If I asked you, right, you learned in yeshiva. Gazal below nisiyashu bailim. Remember? The gazlin can't be makdashit, and the bailim can't be makdashit. Zeh lefi sheinu shalo, v'zeh lefi ne rishul soish. So what do you, how do you guys understand shalo and rishus? Well, I understand it as gufen peiris. Shalo means that it's mine in the deed, in the court, in the office downtown on Court Street, yeah? Where it says, who owns this thing? It says, Dr. Reich owns this thing. That's not the same as who can benefit from it, who can use it. That's kinyan peiris. Shalo means I have title on this thing. But rishus is more than that. Rishus is that I can benefit from it and use it. And one of the uses is to sell it. So says the Ketzoy, it's the same thing. You know the Shor Niskel, right? The Shor that killed somebody. Let's say you have a Shor Nisko that already was convicted, and therefore it's supposed to get skila. Machrai eino machr. Ekdisha eino mukdash. If I sell my Shor that was convicted and it's supposed to be niskal, it's not a good sale. Lama? Upirish Rashi, eino mukdash, la bishu zakoi, lefnusha. Dimken hua din lafkura, eino bishu zakoi. El di yisurei hana, afogab de la bishu zakoi, avo bar lemia islei. Says the Ketzois, Isur Hana are a classic example of this. You have title, and it is Hana, but it's also Hana, so you can't sell it. The Chumash Ketav Drivosh, Besimit Pav Aleph, Bayit Chometz, the Zechia Yeshpa Bisur Hana. The Chen Ketav the Rashba Bechidusha Periklula Vagazel, the Esrachel Orla, says the Rashba, it's Lachem. Umishim Deisle Bailim, Vafagav the Osaba Hana, Adkan. ולכאורה יש לי תמוע, דלמה לא הביא את דברי רשי עם סוכן דבב, על הודעון משום דילה משכחלי דלבוסר יסורה, maybe you'll find חמץ after the זמן עשר after 12 o'clock, ולאו ברשוס הקיימה, ולא מצי מפתיל. Why don't these אחרונים and רישיינים bring the חמץ case as an example of it's shallow, that's why we got you for by your rabbi Motsi, but it's not in your rishus, so you can't be mafkir it, can't be mavadl it. ופירש רשי דלאב ברשוסהו אינו שלו. הרי כסא דחמת לחץ מניסורו, זה לא רק אינו ברשותו, אלא גם אינו שלו. So you see that there's an exception to this rule. ונראה בביור דברי רשי שכתב שהחמץ, he's asking, basically, why does Rashi say that חמץ is אינו שלו? It should be like every other יצרנז. ונראה בביור דברי רשי שכתב שהחמץ אינו שלו, ולא מצימד תל דרשי לטעמי, בסוכים דלד, דביטל אינו מכם מפקר, כמו שכתב התויסבס. Remember, the famous machlok is in the Rishonim is bitl, bitl chametz. Is it another example of being mafter it, or is it a different mahalach? So according to Toysvis, bitl is hepker. Elo shebitl, according to Rashi, is taka a different mahalach. Hukiyum mitzvahs tashbitu. Vayinu shemevatloi mitoiras chametz. It's a separate mahalach we don't find anywhere else in Shas. That a person is basically saying ka'afra da'ara. What does ka'afra da'ara mean? Like the dust of the earth. And it's not just a literary term. Like Shakespeare, the dust of the earth. It's mamish a halachic approach to bittul. That's the Rishonim, Rashi and Daran, that hold that bittul is not mikam efker. Efker is a normal chosh and mishpat thing. Bittul chametz doesn't belong in chosh and mishpat. Bittul chametz, says Daran, the Rashi, only belongs in Arachayim. Because it's a unique Tofa. So that's what Rashi holds. Mevatloi mitoras chametz. It's like you're saying that something is that's a chametz is was nisht chametz. Kemosh katav the Rambam perek beit alachabeis umay hashbot hazum revera sheyevatloi beliba v'yachshav otok kafal v'im kein haya kashel Rashi. So Rashi had a problem. If bittul is not the chosh and mishpat thing, then maybe you should be able to do it even if it's ainut b'shusoi. That's why Rashi has to call the Chiddush that Chametz is Eino Shalom. And when it's Eino Shalom, even Bittul Mitam Bittul, of this Bissu you can't do. Dimken haya kashir la Rashi, de lama lo mahani Bittul achas mani suroi. Av bishay nocho lavish lakino, mishun de mikro eno bishusha shofim ana, who go to the Sur Zanel, I'm a Bittul, lama lo yoil. Why would it Bittul work? I thought Bittul is like this unique thing that only applies to Chametz. Hello, like a week hefker, yeah? Hello, Bittul, eno mikam hefker, it's like, you're like thinking it to be like dust.
You chalavatim for a chametz, or a chametz who shalow.
Vasher al Kain, and that is why Katsav Rashi, the Chamez Lachar Zman Yisuro, Zilorak Sheino Bershuso, because then Bittel would work. Elagameno Shalo, in Ken Lab Bailin Hu Levachim Mikaros Chamez. Achain, now back to the Rambam. Bidata Rambam Nire, the Ava Pisha Bechol Yisue Hana, Efshar de Sover, the Lesle Bailin, the Rambam could hold against what the Katsoyis said. That every Yisana Taka doesn't have a Bailim. V'lo mahane zechiyah b'Yisrael, you're not owning it. It's Nishalot either. V'lo navigamino shalo. Titzibo bekama in Aleph Yisrael hu b'lo demore katavach. The loshmu of the Gemara is mashma that it's not yours even. U'mashmu the Yisrael hano have eno shalo v'lo demore katavach. Meaning, you're not chayiv dalet v'hei when you have a shor v'seh that you stole that lasa b'hano. Why? Because you only chayav dawud vehei when you shech the shor v'seh that you have a kinyan gezeila on. And if it's yesu v'ana, you have no kinyan in bichlal. And the lashon of the Gemara is, was mish demore ketavach. It doesn't even belong to the guy that you stole it from. Aval yesu v'ana b'chamet shanin. Kevon shechamet sh'avar l'vapesach mutar min ha-Torah. U'betaruvis, meaning yechamet sh'avar l'vapesach falls into a taruvis, harei se mutar gamit rabbanan. Chametz on Pesach does have a potential value. The Rambam could hold that Chametz does have in the Choshen Mishpat world a shavius, a value of mammon, because l'maisa min haTorah it'll be mutar after Pesach like Rosh Hashanah. So zeh the gabi mei haPesach she'asa ba'ana omnam zeh rak l'gabi shovi shel mammon she'is b'chametz haPesach u'mikra she'lo de'islei bailim abol mikol mekom zeh mikra einu b'rishuso. Meaning chametz could be shelo in the sense that it has a Torah's mammon for after Pesach, and we call that in the Gemara davar agorim l'mammon. Them are going something that will have value at some point. So the bottom line is, he's saying that according to the Rambam, it could be the chametz is shalo, different than all isurei hanah that are la olam. Isurei hanah that are la olam, the Rambam could hold, you don't have a zechia if it's shaloi. But chametz is different. Why is chametz different? Because it'll have a value after Pesach. But the maisa, it's also bahanah, it's a universal say. Ve'eino yachol lahagdisho ulahafkiroi. The Rambam will be maskim. You can't be makdish chametz on Pesach, and you can't be mafkerit. Now skip the next paragraph and go to Ulefize. Ulefize, shapir kasav harambam. Now he's going to explain the beauty of the Rambam's psak, that if you buy chametz on Pesach, you chayv malkis on bal yiroi. Da hakone chametz on Pesach lokem ishon bal yiroi. Sharei zechia b'sarana shol chametz. Again. The Rambam will be moide that even if an Issa Hanah generally like Arla has no value and it's not even Shaloi, Chametz will always be Shalo, at least. It'll be Eina Bershusa, but Shalo it'll be. Sharei Zechia Bisrana Shul Chametz, Kevet Shalachra HaPesach, Zemutr Min HaTorah, Ubitaruvis Tzitzin Mutrin Min Derabonon. In Ken Gambi Me HaPesach, Yesh Lazeh for the Chametz, Shovi Shalmomen. The Eitzel Hanochri Hamoicher, I raise a shalom for sure. The Gambil Shutol Imkor. The Goy can for sure sell it. He doesn't have any Yisurim. Shari Etzlo, Lav Yisrael O. The Eitzel Hakonea Yisrael, Api Shachamet Metzmegen Beshusoi, the Konoshapi Rukonia Sachamets. The Katav Akzois, the Moshe's Nesivis, Mentamavav, the Avodav Shein Lahaknot, the Avar Sheino Birshuto, even though something, if it's not in your Rishus, you don't have the ability to transact, that means to sell it to somebody else. Something that you can achieve shelo, you can acquire. Next paragraph, Rashi, because Rashi writes, He's trying to say, now he's being a pilpul. He's saying the Rab, the Rashi who holds in Shalom, has to hold it.
because after chametz will be usher min haTorah, and according to Rabbi Yehuda l'chora, it's also ein hashalo because it will never be mukar. The chayven sheisur anu b'chametz u'kishari sur anu this la'olam she's a gam ein hashalo came in the shor b'shalom mamim.
So we basically here's what he did. He basically in the first section, okay, he talks about the distinction between isurim that are in isa chetza and isurim gabra. There are isurim hana that are isurim chetza, where they're la'olam. Isurim that are not la'olam are not isurim chetza. They are isurim gabra. And according to Rav Shimon, chametz on Pesach is an isur of zman, and because an isur of zman, it's only an isur gabra. That's why the Rama paskins chizkiyah by chametz, and like Rabba Bo by Machos Asuris, and the nafkamina that Rav Sholti finds from this chagira is the shaila of the guy in Brooklyn who's selling chametz that is in Israel. That's in Aleph. In Gimel, here, he comes with another important distinction between the Isur Hana of chametz and Isuri Hana in general. Da'ainu, and Isuri Hana in general, there are Rishonim who hold, you cannot even achieve Shalom on an Isur Hana that is La'olam. Forget Eino Bershusoi, even not Shalom, which means that it's not even yours. The Nafkamina, of course, will be that an Isur Orla, like an Esrog of Orla, will be a problem on Sukkos of Lochem. Because if you don't have Zechiyah B'Isra Hana, that is a forever Isra Hana, then it can't be yours. And I thought that would mean him on the first day have to be Lochem. So by the way, so the Rishonim that hold that you can't be owning an Isra Hana, they'll hold that the Gansa Shaila in the Gemara by an Esrog of an Isra Hana is the rest of the days. The rest of the days. The first day is Amada, you don't own it. It's the Lochem problem. So what's his other Nafkamina? So he says that's the Rambam. The Rambam holds, obviously, that chametz, even if every Isra Hana in the world you can't own, chametz you can own because it's temporary. That's the other nafkamina of chametz versus other Isurim. Chametz is temporary. It's a gavra. That was Aleph. And in this section, chametz is temporary. Ready? Shalom is achievable. And because shalom is achievable, that's how you can buy it and get malchus. Because you have to own it to have can be considered that you acquired it. That's true even with the sequence that you and I were arguing about before. You have to own it, and then it's usher. How can you own something that is usher? Says Fedor Sameach sequence business. He says it's pashit. Why? Because it's a weak isur hana. Weak isurei hana that are temporary, you can own. That's chiddush number two. Why is it weak? Temporary. It's temporary. By the way, and it's temporariness. It's not stam weak because it's temporary. It has a shavis in choshen mishpat because it's temporary. It has a value in the market precisely because it's temporary. At least minatorah. Minatorah, it has a value. Why? Because it'll be mudr after Pesach. So therefore, shalom is achievable. Because shalom is achievable, that means when you buy it, it becomes shalom. That's why you get malchus. It's the Rambam by buying it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.